Hello friends, after a long time, here I am, and I'm Sanchi, and I have with me Polomi, and today we are going to talk about something that I think a lot of people love, so, you know, hang on tight to enjoy this ride with us.
Hi Sanchi,
what are we talking
about today?
Cartoons!
Cartoons! Childhood! Yeah!
Okay, so Polomi, tell me, which is like the first cartoon you have in your living memory and like when did you watch it?
Oh my god, okay. My favorite would be... Okay, let's start with Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited. I remember watching it mainly during my summer vacations when I ran away to Nani's house with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the afternoon... Post 3 o'clock, there'll be a bunch of cartoons lined up one after the other.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? It used to start with Richie Rich, then it used to go to Tom and Jerry, and Kids Next Door, and then Scooby Dooby Doo last.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing I remember about Scooby Doo is that it used to come in the morning at 7. So when I was young, like first standard, like 6, 7. So, at that time, my dad used to, you know, get me ready for school and, you know, to keep me, you know, you have to keep little kids engaged. Apparently, that's a thing I didn't know existed. Mostly, it used to be Scooby-Doo. But if I woke up a little earlier, around 6-ish, it used to be Tom and Jerry.
My cousin, when she reached 10th grade, it was the board exams, right? Because we are from India and India has state board exams in 10th grade. My house, they removed cable completely. So that was when I was in about second or third grade. There was no TV at all.
Oh, that's just
crazy. That's sad, right? That's really sad because I grew up with only dreaming about going to my nanny's place to watch cartoons.
Yeah.
It was like an escape as well as a gift, you know. You do well, you get to go to Nani's place.
They used to bribe us with all these necessary things, dude.
Oh, yes. This and polos. I love polos.
I love polos too. You know, my favorite thing to do after a polo was to, like, after eating it, was to drink water.
Yes. The minty burn that you get.
Yeah.
I feel like I loved Scooby-Dooby Doo mainly because there was suspense and mystery behind it. Come on, it's the Mystery Inc., you know?
Yeah.
And because we should guess, like, before when the episode starts, I would be like, okay, no, this one's the villain. This guy who owns the haunted house is the villain. No, that guy working over there looks suspicious. He used to point out and, you know, think about it. And then I'd be like, oh, I got it right. I was a detective.
Same feeling. And you know how when they had to open it, choose like a door to open and you would know which door it was because it was animated differently?
Yes. God, I love that. And I think my next favorite cartoon would be Richie Rich. Because of the robot, not because of the rich guy or the rich kid or anything. The robot.
Oh my, I knew it. The robot was adorable.
She was the best. Richie Rich was a spoiled kid, but the robot was the best. And Dollar, of course. Who can forget Dollar? I always wanted a dog. Yes.
I think I always wanted a dog because of Scooby-Doo, but then I realized I was scared of dogs.
Oh, I loved the dogs. You know, I went to the stray dog shelter this weekend. I think it was my uh-huh. third time.
Okay.
Each and every dog I meet to go, like, basically it's a place where there are 400 dogs and every day of the week they open one pen and the dogs are allowed to go for a small walk around the area. It's a desert area, so there's nobody and no cars and no honking, and the doggy gets walkies, they can poop pee and then sniff people and etc. And every time I see a dog, I'm like, I want this one, I want this one.
Yeah, like seriously, they're all so cute. You can't just choose one.
I think another thing, I think Tom and Jerry is pretty much a classic. You can never say you don't like it.
Oh my God, I used to be obsessed at one point in my life and time with Tom and Jerry. Like, not just because of Tom and Jerry, but because, you know, Tom used to make those traps, you know, and I went to college and I figured out that it's an actual thing. It's not just what Tom does to make traps. It's called a Rube Goldberg.
Really?
Yeah, it's called a Rube Goldberg. So it's, I don't know the exact definition, but the whole idea of a Rube Goldberg is you do one thing and it leads to a chain reaction that leads to something else.
Wow, that's a new thing I'm learning today.
Yeah, so then the thing was, you remember how intricate Tom's traps were?
Yes. You know, people like Jerry more, but I was just like, Tom is doing so much work and he's getting nothing.
Yeah, like, come to think of it, now we realize Jerry was a bit of a bad guy.
Yes.
We're using R-rated words in a talk about cartoons.
Sorry.
Yeah, so, but yeah, still, you know, he was what you called him. He used to needle Tom, and I think Tom did his best to not, like, you know, to save Jerry's life, to keep him alive. Owner didn't get a new cat who would kill Jerry.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, Jerry was there being an ass. You said it, I can say it. And Tom was just, you know, trying his best to, you know, show his owner that, oh, you know, he's a good cat. And his owner would just be like, Thomas? Was that accurate?
Absolutely. I think I always wanted to see the owner's face because we always see the legs throughout the series.
I don't think they even animated a face.
I wanted them to. And another interesting part about Tom and Jerry that I liked, there were a few episodes where they worked together. I was like, that's never possible. What are you doing?
Like that episode with the baby.
Dragon Tales was on which channel? I don't remember exactly.
I think it was Disney. Or was it Nick? I think it was Disney.
Yeah, I never used Nick. And that's Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh God. So the funny thing about Courage is, right, like, I used to get scared AF. Like, if you remember Courage, you must remember that Mask also used to come at 11. Like, Courage came at 11:30. Yeah. Mask came at 11. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I liked Mask.
Yeah, Mask was funny because, like, you know, there's a mask and it turns you crazy. And I just realized right now that it could have just been a whole euphemism for drugs.
Actually, you might be right. I think one thing, I think a lot is going on. I think. Ugh. Okay, Courage the Cowardly Dog was scary for sure, but I always like to make fun of him. Aha, loser. But he was protecting those two elderly people. So,
yeah. Eustace was really mean to him and Muriel was really nice. And there was a weird live alligator in a bathtub once. And
oh my God, this... yeah. I remember.
And not just like the bathtub, like, so you had that computer. You remember that computer? That computer knew everything.
He would look things up on that all the time and scare himself more.
Yeah, totally. But the computer knew everything. Like, even Google doesn't know that much.
I like the fact that, you know, he was always so diplomatic with even the bad guys. He was trying to teach us that, you know, even if you're scared shit, you can do things to just solve the situation without being violent.
That's true. Yeah. Quite a pacifist, that dog.
Yeah. Absolutely diplomatic.
Yeah.
He should have been a bomb negotiator, a terrorist negotiator.
Can you imagine, Jab Tak Hai Jaan, okay, for the people who don't know, it's a Bollywood movie, and let's just say it's not worth the time. But yeah, imagine Jab Tak Hai Jaan, but with Courage the Cowardly Dog in it.
Wow. I think Courage would just put SRK out of money and roles.
Yes. Courage the Cowardly Dog in Chak De India.
Please stop. Oh, that's so sad. Well, that's a movie about hockey. Like, what will he do? Get scared of the girls and run away?
Yeah, exactly. The movie would get over in the first 10 minutes.
The end.
Yeah.
I heard that Muriel was blind and the other grandpa was deaf or something. That's why they scrammed and couldn't see shit. Yeah.
Seriously, like Muriel, no, Muriel was deaf. Muriel was deaf. That explains why Courage knows so much sign language.
Ah, it's the opposite. I do love Dragon Tales a lot because the lessons in there were really interesting.
You looked at lessons when you were a kid, like seriously.
Oh, seriously? Okay. I'll explain one episode I saw in Dragon Tales. Dragon Tales is about two kids who find a magic stone that takes them to a dragon land where dragons talk.
Drugs.
Kids and drugs? No, please. I actually believe in the magic.
Okay.
So, I remember one episode where the kids go to the dragon land and they go to... I think the episode, I don't know exactly what happened, but I do remember that there is a dragon that had twins. So,
yeah.
Dragon's body and two heads. That's one twin brother and twin sister. Now, the twin sister, I think she was purple color. She had a horribly funny laugh. You know?
Like Janice level?
Yeah, Janice level. And she was really embarrassed when someone said that, you know, your laugh is funny, you should not laugh. And she felt so bad that she went to the wizard who could change voices. So he could take your laugh or voice and change it with someone else's. And she was like, I want to change my laugh. Her friends, all of them tried to stop her by saying that you are the way you are because of your laugh. And we like that about you. Like, for example, I like wearing different socks in whenever, even when I go to work. So that's what makes me unique. Because I have to mismatch socks.
So basically, if I have to make you socks, I have to make you like three different pairs so you can rotate them for the week.
I like changing colors. So it looks interesting, even though you can see only a little bit the ankle part of it. So that's what makes me unique. Her voice is what made her unique, you know? So you're changing it just because someone doesn't like it is not the right thing to do. I mean, those kind of lessons were I loved about Dragon Tales.
Yeah, I like this. I don't remember this, but I like this now that I hear it.
I think it's just one of those things that stuck with me for a while, I guess.
So interesting, no? Like, people actually put a lot of thought in children's media and we can, you know, talk about it so many years later.
Yeah, that is true, right?
Yeah, and... What other... Oh, I used to love Powerpuff Girls. You remember that?
Oh, my God. I actually loved the evil one.
No, but like in the Powerpuff Girls, like I would like to be Bubbles and mostly because she's blue, like nothing else. That was my childhood thinking. She is blue. I'm in Blue House. I like the color blue. I will be Bubbles.
Not because of her personality, not because of who goes first or nothing like that.
See, her personality is rad. She's this soft one who, you know, cries. I cry a lot. So, you know, same thing. And there's this one episode in which, you know, okay, this one episode that is a moral story for me. Okay. So basically what happens is like Professor Utonian builds them a simulator. Okay.
Okay.
And, in which, you know, they have to get ready for, you know, fighting different kind of situations. And he puts them in groups and he puts them one by one in it. So, you know, Blossom's the leader. She's perfect. And Buttercup is the bad guy, abrasive. So all of, I mean, she's cool. Buttercup is rad, dude. So anyway, all of them like go one by one and Bubbles gets scared at level one. And then they kind of make fun of her. And then she starts feeling bad about herself. You know that, oh, why am I like this? Why am I so soft? And one night when everyone is sleeping, she goes and she goes on the simulator. And she, you know, defeats level one. She takes it up to 3 or 5 or something. And it goes on until she defeats level 10. And she's badass. And she ends it by saying in some other episode, I think, but I will just put the line here because it's cool. Mercy is for the weak.
So, I do. I like her.
Yeah. So, you know, it showed that you can be soft and you can be badass at the same time.
Because you remember that about Powerpuff Girls. That's really cool. You know what I remember?
What?
They had a war against broccoli. Oh, it was the best thing ever because apparently the professor was trying to feed the girls some green veggies.
Okay.
And they were like, no, green broccoli is evil. And then they saw the uprising of broccoli trying to go against the kids. And the kids coming and she's saving their parents from broccoli. And I was like, is broccoli that bad? I'm never going to have it ever in my life.
Did they win though?
Of course they did. They are the Powerpuff Girls. And who can ever forget Mojo Jojo? Mojo Mojo. What? Mojo
Mojo. Mojo Jojo.
Yeah. And his kick-ass wife.
Yeah. He has a wife?
Who was the woman with the curly hair and sharp
nose? Miss Bellum? She was the mayor secretary.
Yeah, that one. Oh my god. Wow. I need a refresher course in cartoons.
Yeah, you do. Only for this one. You know Dragon Tales.
I do know Dragon Tales. Oh, wow. What else do we have? I feel like Dexter's Lab was also one of my favorites. Oh, Phineas and Ferb. No way.
Phineas and Ferb. Okay, tell me one thing. So I get that there are these two boys and they are scientific and adventurous and they have an older annoying sister who has a crush on this normal weird, like normal teen guy who's also nice and she has a best friend and all that is going on and they have friends. But who decided that this show needed Dr. Doofenshmirtz?
No. Platypus.
And a platypus. Yes.
They're the best duo ever. I love their chemistry. You remember a few days back, I must have sent you a meme, the video that of Professor, the Dr. Doofenshmirtz and Platypus. Do you remember that?
I don't. I mean,
it was a series of cuts. Then the platypus comes as a banjo playing platypus. He's like, oh, nice. See, a banjo playing platypus. And the platypus removes the banjo and the wig. Oh, there is a platypus!
That happens every episode.
Every episode. He doesn't realize that the platypus is actually playing the platypus. And their chemistry of being the Joker to the Batman to the Joker or whatever is so cute. And the kids don't know anything. Even though they're so smart, they just don't know anything. And nobody gets caught ever, except Candace, who's a stupid person.
Poor Candace. You know Doofenshmirtz's daughter, right? Vanessa?
Yes.
So, you know, she and Candace have this song, you know, this music video. It's called Busted.
Yes! I remember. But the most confusing part, and I think I like the part, though, is how they ended the series of Phineas and Ferb.
I don't know the ending. You can tell me. I'll watch it regardless, but you can tell me.
Okay, so one thing I love is the fact that Phineas and Ferb always have crazy adventures.
Okay.
You remember one point where one of their friends, the girl who likes Phineas? Yeah, the short, cute girl.
Isabella.
Yes, Isabella. She has hiccups. And Phineas and Ferb put it upon themselves to stop her from having hiccups. So guess obviously what they'll do. They will do haunted houses, they do funny things, they'll do boring shit so that, you know, and chugging of water, pushing her upside down. They try everything. You know what works?
And then what happens? What works?
Her trying to save Phineas. And then that brings us to how the series ended. The series ended with Dr. Doofenshmirtz's daughter going out with Ferb.
Oh my god, really?
And Phineas going out with this girl.
Isabella.
Yeah, that happened. It's so cute, but why spoil a kid's thing like this? But okay, they're still cute. But, you know, I never wanted the series to end, ever.
Of course, but their summer holidays had to end sometime.
Their summer holidays ended with them packing up for college, so.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of a school did they go to? They didn't even give boards.
I know, right?
Yeah, I feel bad now.
That's okay. I think we had a lot of adventures.
Yeah, we did with all those three different calculus manuals. Anyway.
It was a 1 hour episode called Last Day of Summer.
Oh, now I want to watch it.
I might have been wrong about a few things here and there, but please don't put it against me, please.
Of course not. I mean, you gave me good information. I mean, Ferb and Vanessa, nice pair. But dude, Vanessa and Candace had more chemistry in that song than... It's only rivaled by Doofenshmirtz, you know, and the Platypus.
For sure. And there was another show. Like, I liked a lot of cartoon stuff, but I don't know if you like this one. It's called Winx Club.
Oh, I love Winx Club. I've been trying to find it to rewatch it, and I cannot watch it again. And of course, I am the blue
it's
fairy.
There on Netflix. It's there on Netflix. The whole series is there on Netflix.
Original one. Please don't tell me it's the weird animation.
It's the original one.
Are you telling me original Winx is on Netflix?
It is on Netflix Kids. So you go to the kids one and you just type Winx Club, it's there.
Okay, I will. Thanks. I didn't know this. I hope it's like accessible to India because lots of things are not on India Netflix.
It's there and there are 7 seasons.
Oh my god, Winx Club. Oh yeah. What did you like about it? I like that it was fairies and there were girl friendships.
Yes, me too.
I love anything with girl friendships.
Me too. And I think this series was really, really interesting.
What did you like about it?
The magic part. The fact that her past was such a mystery to everyone and herself.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. That's how much of a mystery it was. I was too engrossed in the whole magic thing.
Really? Okay, so the mystery was solved in the movie version of Winx Club.
Oh, so I'll have to watch 7 seasons and a movie?
Yes, you will.
I don't mind. It's Winx Club.
It's Winx Club. You'll enjoy it.
I will.
And another thing. Oh, how did I forget this one? Recess?
Recess. I like Gretchen. You know, the one with the long face and specs.
That's a cute one. I like the fact that, you know, there are so many different misfits. All of them coming together as friends. So I like the fact that they're so different as their friends and they're so cool. I mean, if those were my friends, I'd just be like, oh, I want to be.
Oh, so your friends are not cool?
Super cool, but having that kind of a situation where you can go out and just have weird time together. There was one episode I remember where it was, you know, the swings.
Uh-huh.
There was a girl on a swing that was trying to make a whole 360 while going up. So swinging, and trying to make a 360.
Oh my god, how is she not dead?
And the friends were encouraging, the group of friends were encouraging this girl who was in their class to do it. Because apparently one day while they were trying to leave, she was nearly there.
Okay.
But the next day when they came, they were excited to ask her, did you do it? Did you do it? But she disappeared for a few days. So they thought she was dead.
Okay.
And then they were trying to find her. You know what happened? She did it.
Oh, nice.
But then she fell sick, so she was home.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Yeah. I mean, I like the mystery of it. Oh, and we're talking about mystery, right?
Yeah.
Kids Next Door.
Kids Next Door. Okay, you remember those evil Kids Next Door? Like not them, the other people they used to keep on fighting with?
Oh yeah, I do.
Oh yeah.
But you know what I loved about Kids Next Door? The main point is, you know, whenever they had missions, they had these acronyms, okay? And I tried so hard to read it fast so I could understand it. Because they were so smart.
Yeah.
I never finished reading them.
I always used to finish reading them.
Oh man, you're fast.
Yes. That's why I like subtitles. So, you know, cartoons, like, we have watched a lot as children. And I still enjoy them now. You know, there's this one thing I started and finished. And it's so beautiful. Like, it comes on Cartoon Network. It used to when it was on. And it's Steven Universe. You know anything about it?
Steven Universe? I don't. Tell me more.
So there's this race of aliens who are based on gemstones. And they are on Earth. And Steven is a half-human, half-gem. And it's basically his life story and how he has to become himself, you know. And, you know, there are 5 main seasons. And then there's this one epilogue season in which they, you know, like they show that, you know, everyone, like when the hero saves the world, everything is all right. So the epilogue season is about the after of that, you know, how he gets PTSD and how he has to go for therapy. I feel so related to that.
Ooh, like, you know. This sounds interesting.
It is interesting. Steven Universe, first of all, like every episode is 11 minutes long. They fit so much story in that 11 minutes.
Wow. I want to watch.
Yeah, definitely. And like another thing on Netflix is this thing is for adults, but it's animated. Have you seen it? BoJack Horseman.
I heard a lot about it. I've seen memes and, you know, screenshots too, but I never actually gave it a chance.
It's good. It's pretty good. I won't lie. It's pretty good. But you know, there's that difference.
Like?
You know, between okay, so there's this thing I have in my head. It's basically like children's media. So when people make children's media, right, they cannot say a lot of things about, say, world building and stuff, because number one, it's for children. Number two, you know, you can't say a lot of things. So they put a lot of things in subtext.
You're talking about the Incredibles, when in the first movie of Incredibles, when the villain is like, well, you know, I couldn't put my initial as BS.
Those kind of things, but in a much bigger way. Like, think about it. You actually get the subliminal messages, like you had with Dragon Tales, right? When you remember that, oh, I should be unique.
Yeah.
So that's exactly that, you know, the whole I should be unique thing.
That's true.
But the thing is, with adults media, right, you don't have to build so much subtext. But for children's media, the world has to be constructed properly and there has to be subtext. And, you know, it has to be good for children. And that's why I enjoy it. I enjoy it so much.
I was watching an animated show on Netflix and I really liked it. I think I like mystery and murder stuff a lot.
What show is it?
Carmen Sandiego.
Okay, is it good?
Well, I like it. So basically, I'll give you a short summary. So okay. This girl is born into an evil academy. She's taught how to be an evil mastermind, a con artist, to steal stuff for an organization called Wild. But one day she realizes that she doesn't want to be a bad person. She wants to be a good person.
Okay.
So now what she's going to do is be the hero while, so she's going to steal from Wild and give back to the good people.
Wow.
Yeah. And I love it because she forms a cute team also.
Oh my God, I love cute teams.
I feel like shows like this give you a satisfaction of happy endings, which actual cinemas don't.
Yeah.
A lot of movies don't. Nothing. I don't want the reality check.
Yeah, no reality check for us. Thank you. We'd like our Wings Club magic back, please.
Yes, please. Yeah. I want to divide people between good and evil and not like bad intentions. Good intentions, bad mental thing and misunderstandings and shit. What else do you remember from your childhood?
Well, I actually don't remember too much, but you remember Shin-chan?
Why? What do you like about Shin-chan?
It's just pure humor, you know?
Shin-chan, the whiny kid.
No, Nobita's the whiny kid from Doraemon.
Ah, all right.
Chilchan is the fun kid, the 5-year-old who flirts with everyone, asking them, "Oh, kya aap Shimla Mirch khate ho?" For the non-Hindi speakers, he's asking if you eat bell peppers. And there's a whole running theme in the show that he hates bell peppers. I need to stop stuttering.
It happens when you try to speak fast. I also had stuttering problem when I was a kid.
I think I'm just so excited talking to you, Paulami. My words are rushing to come out.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Oh.
I feel like we missed out on a lot of cartoons. I think this can go up to like 3 or 4 episodes.
So, Paulami, it's been really fun. We spoke about a lot of things. A lot of things that we remember. Different things that we remember from, you know, being children. And we should do this again soon.
I feel like we have a lot more cartoon characters and shows to talk about. So I think we should do a part 2 too.
Yeah, part 2 coming up, people. Part 2 coming up. And if you guys want us to discuss certain cartoons, just send a message on the Instagram page.
Yes, please.
Yes, it'll be fun. So see you, Paulami. See you soon.
Good night. I will see you. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.